Now, the DUP's Justice Spokesman, Paul Given, with us this morning. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. We see the newspapers today, and I'm just reading page 8, for example, of the Irish News, PPS looking at ways of recharging Price. And this is the situation that we had yesterday, in which Marion Price was in a court and the PPS didn't have the file ready, despite the fact of this sitting there for nearly a year. What has gone on here? Now, Marion Price, of course, wasn't in court, but her case was in court.
That's correct. Her case and three others that were facing charges connected to the Easter commemoration where the terrorists read out their statement. And that's for the Public Prosecution Service now to explain themselves as to how this came about. I welcome the fact that they are looking actively at alternative options where they still may be able to bring a case. I think that needs to be dealt with urgently so that the public can have confidence that justice isn't going to be denied. And these individuals may well have been found not guilty whenever this had went to court, but we'll not know because of the actions of the judge in dismissing it. So I think there are two factors there. Why the PPS didn't have the papers ready. The judge has laid the blame very squarely at the PPS's door. But if the PPS feel that they have been denied a reasonable request of a two-week adjournment by the judge, well then let them come forward and say that they feel that they have been treated unfairly by the judge in this particular case. But someone needs to step forward and explain themselves.
Let me read to you what the PPS say in a statement. They say, "We're very surprised that the court has taken this step in circumstances where this was the first occasion that the case had been lifted for preliminary inquiry. In addition, the defence had indicated that Marion McGlinchey was not fit to attend or participate. The PPS is examining all the circumstances and how we will proceed. This is in no way the end of this case."
Well, I welcome that because if the police have gathered evidence and have provided that to the Public Prosecution Service and they have decided to bring forward those charges, well, then that needs to be brought forward and the courts need to hear that.
But, Paul, to be fair to this judge, and let's be fair to this judge, he is there to ensure that due process is followed and also that the rights of everybody are adhered to. And he's described this case against the four as straightforward. And he said, "I've seen cases where there are complicated forensics taking less time." He pointed out that everyone's entitled to a fair trial within a reasonable period of time, and because there was no evidence in front of him, he said he was not returning the four for trial. Now, what is happening within the PPS that nearly after a year, Paul, and they can't provide any evidence in front of a judge? What on earth is going on?
Well, I'm not going to defend the PPS. They can come forward, and I'd expect the director to make himself available to explain why that is the case. But their statement to me reveals an interesting element, that they are surprised by this. That would indicate that the judge had gave no inclination that this is what was going to happen. And it does then bring into this question of how the judiciary actively manage cases so that people are fully aware of what is necessary and what's needed. And therefore, let's get an explanation from the judiciary then as to why this was a surprise to the PPS.
Let's get an explanation, Paul, also from the PPS as to why they are dealing with something for the guts of a year. And then, you know, even if the judge had have tolerated it, think of the costs to the public purse. Why is the PPS, why have they got a year to prepare for something, and then when they get to court, they want to adjourn it another 2 weeks? Even the basics, if you set aside the rights of the defendants in this case, for the public to be paying for this, and court appearances cost money, and the PPS walk in and they want another 2 weeks when they have had nearly 52 weeks.
No, I absolutely agree with you, Stephen. That's why they do need to come forward and explain why they didn't have the papers ready and that they needed to have a two-week adjournment. But it is also, to me, an issue whereby we regularly have adjournments in court cases. I'm now going to start asking questions as to how often requests are made by the PPS to adjourn cases because they're not ready, and likewise.